Player on. Audio file. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you, we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing to do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Sammy?
Yaru.
I just wanted to give a praise report and also mention who's on the line here.
Go ahead.
Okay, my praise report is I'm wearing my old glasses and I can see out of them, so I'm praising the Lord for that. Emily's on the line, of course you. Lila and Emstad, of course me. And we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Band of Angels too.
Okay, you got her mic open?
Everybody's mic's open except Jim, and he usually doesn't speak. But if he wants to, open up and put the Press number one.
All right, Emily. What you got to say to us tonight?
Sister Ruth better not be making a mess on the gospel bus. They're all sick. The six-eyed police on her.
Yeah, she better not watch all that crumb making with her chips or whatever it is she's chewing on tonight.
I'd rather have ice cream if you guys got some.
No, that'd leave a sticky mess, and that ain't allowed.
Well, maybe I'll make you guys dinner and we'll all eat.
So, what'd you say you're going to chow on tonight, Rue?
Gonna make some bacon.
Ah, well, don't leave a greasy mess on the bus.
I'll try to be nice about it. If I make mess, I clean up. What you guys hungry for?
don't know. But right now what we're going to do, we'll have a song here to get us going, and then we'll get Emily's prayer request after the song, okay? So here we go.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water.
Wade in the water, my God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh,
Your turn. What kind of prayer requests, prayer praises you got for us tonight? Get your coffee.
What was that, Ken?
I said, get your coffee. What kind of prayer praises, prayer requests you got for us tonight?
All I'm saying is, for prayer, it's special and spoken. And so far, just to be thankful that so far I haven't went off on nobody else today, even though I've yelled at the cat.
Pray that you get calmed down, all right?
Okay.
All right. All right, then what we'll do, we'll go into another song here, and then we're going to see if Lila got back with us, and we'll get her to see what she's got for us. Amen.
He's so good.
He's a wonder.
That's the attitude we all need to have. When people talk about us, let them talk as much as they please, because the more they talk, the more we should stay on our knees. Amen. Because we're on our way to higher ground. Amen. All right. If you'd like to get in contact with us, here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have, programming here, or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do at your fingertips, F-E-E-L. Letter N as Nancy, touch like you do at your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by K-J-V. 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry at gmail.com. Again, KJV 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line. and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible College on the Air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello? Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Ruth, yeah, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National Mental Health Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. And now we're going into the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 5.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble.
All right, Ruth, and one more time with that verse.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, which tells us, amongst all other things, that God resists the proud. You notice he resists the proud. You want God to resist you? Be proud, but if you don't want him to resist you, rather, he gives his grace to those who are humble. Amen. Found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Amen. Issue hall open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved.
I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vestibula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
Amen. As we keep rolling along here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Bible Study, we just want you to know if you've called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, just press that number one, join the conversation, because we'll be glad to hear from you. Amen. And now we're going to... All right.
I made you a sandwich and there's
some... All right. Sounds good, Ruby. Get a little munchies here. As we're rolling along on the Six Eyes Gospel Bus, Ruth made me some munchies. About time she shared, amen. You enjoying the show?
Yes, sir.
What'd you think about our last song just before the break?
That's one of your favorite songs that we used to sing at Union.
Right. And I was asking Em what she thought of the song. Well, it's a good song. I know Emily, I'm surprised, wouldn't end up taking that as a song that she'll request more often, because when people talk about her all the time, she can remember. They can talk about me as much as you please. The more you talk, the more I'm on my knees. Because I'm headed
say,
to
Kim?
Higher ground. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Kim, what'd you say?
What'd you think about the song that I played just before the break?
I like that one.
Right. I said it might end up being another one of your theme songs. I'm mighty grateful. The more you talk about me, the more I'm on my knees. I'm on my way up to higher ground.
Yep. And
all right.
I think that, hey, Ken?
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. All I'm going to say is while I was on mute, I was on video chat with my aunt.
Okay.
With Aunt Colleen. I basically let my mouth go with her. And all I got to say is God better help my brother, because if Aunt Colleen gets a hold of him, he going to be in hot water.
All right. But do we need to have a pastoral talk after the show, Ann?
Major.
Okay. We'll take care of that after the show. But while we're thinking on that and praying, let's play this song and see what you think of this one, too.
Yeah, let's boogie. And Ruth, stay out of the snacks. No mess making.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And you're still cuter.
This song just simply says, glory to the Lamb.
To the light.
Jesus. I love you. Let me hear you say, spend
my own way.
Do you love him in here? Do you love him?
Welcome you. I've been blessed in so many ways.
you'd like to get in contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, there are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by KJV 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry at gmail.com. Again, KJV 1611 Ruth at gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. And thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And all three cases, in your body of your message, refer to your subject line. And we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen. Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road. And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal platform, go to paypal.com, paypal.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now we're going into the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5.
Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
All right, Ruth, and one more time with that verse.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 5, verse 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, which tells us amongst all other things, that God resists the proud. You notice he resists the proud. You want God to resist you? Be proud. But if you don't want him to resist you, don't be proud, but rather he gives his grace to those who are humble. Amen. Found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Amen. Amen. And that's one place we don't want to be, is too prideful. Because, as you can see, God does not like that. Amen. So, as we are fast approaching Ruth's Bible prophecy, you want to be ready for that. As we continue, and so we are fast approaching Ruth's Bible prophecy and having a good time. So how you doing tonight, Ruth?
All right.
All right. All right. We didn't get your prayer request, Ruth.
Just pray for different things that I've got going on tonight. When I was walking, I found some interesting things I'll tell you guys later about. It's kind of personal. So just want to say that pray for the situations that I was looking into while I was walking.
Come on. is at the Savior. Do you believe that tonight?
What I came to do today.
Bless your name.
Oh, come on. want to thank you, Lord, today. Let you know how much I appreciate you. This is between me and you. I love you, God. For being who you are. Thank you. Come on. Come on. This is intimate time. Come on, this is intimate.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network.
Amen. And we are fast approaching Ruth's Bible Prophecy. We hope everybody gets ready for that as we get into an interesting topic. And Ruth, where are you taking us tonight, just so we know?
Capital punishment.
Ooh, a subject that a lot of people need to hear about. So we'll be with you very shortly with that. Amen.
Seven days a week. What you really want?
All right. We're having a little technical difficulties, but we'll be back with you.
Seven days a week. What you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
You don't want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Trucking of Ashtabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service, 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial is also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
This lesson is capital punishment. Most controversy continues to rage relative to the pros and cons of capital punishment. Those who would do away with capital punishment say it is inhuman, violates all standards of decency, and is far worse than any other kind of physical or mental punishment. While in discussing the constitutionality of capital punishment, a prominent Los Angeles, California law enforcement officer says that in his opinion, it does not offend modern-day standards of human dignity. Another California police official testified that capital punishment has been shown to be a definitive deterrent to crime. On the other hand, a former prison doctor, in speaking of condemned men on death row, said they have a helpless feeling because they believe society is stacked against them. In carefully analyzing the word punishment, according to the definition in Webster's New International Dictionary, unabridged, it is retribute, suffering, pain or loss to fit the punishment to the crime. In other words, a penalty imposed by an authoritative court of law must carry certain degrees of suffering, pain, and anguish in order to compensate for the crime committed in the case of capital punishment. Physical death is a penalty for the crime. Every motive, regardless of its nature, is either right or wrong. It's either according to the will of God or it's contrary to the will of God, and this is a universal yardstick and applies to all mankind. Therefore, if an individual acts in opposition to the will of God, even in civil law, he has disobeyed both God and country, and because of his disobedience, must pay a penalty and be subjected to a designated punishment. Most of us who drive automobiles know what it is to be stopped by a highway patrol officer because we went through a stop sign, made an illegal left turn, or exceeded the speed limit. The penalty attached to the breaking of such laws is normally not too severe. But when we move into the realm of crimes deserving capital punishment, naturally the penalty to compensate for the breaking of such laws is very severe, and death is the penalty. Back in the Old Testament way of life, one stood in jeopardy of being condemned under the death penalty more than he does today, because the Old Testament records 42 death penalty sins. Number one, murder, Genesis 9 and verse 6. Two, failing to circumcise, Genesis 17, 14. Three, eating leavened bread during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Exodus 12, 15, and verse 19. 4, smiting parents, Exodus 21, 17. 5, kidnapping, Exodus 21, 16. 6, cursing parents, Exodus 21, 17. 7, neglects with animals that kill, Exodus 21, verses 28 and 29. 8, witchcraft, Exodus 22:18. 9, bestiality, Exodus 22:19. 10, idolatry, Exodus 22:20. 11, making holy anointing oil, Exodus 30, verse 33. 12, putting holy anointing oil on strangers, Exodus 30, verse 33. 13, makes a holy perfume, Exodus 30, verse 38. Number 14, defiling the Sabbath, Exodus 31, 14. 15, working on the Sabbath, Exodus 35, 2. 16, eating the flesh of the peace offerings and uncleanness, Leviticus 7, 20 to 21. 17, eating the fat of sacrifices, Leviticus 7, 25. 18, killing sacrifices other than at the door of the tabernacle, Leviticus 17, 1 through 9. 19, eating blood, Leviticus 17, 10 to 14. 20, incest, Leviticus 18, 6 through 29. 21, eating sacrifices at the wrong time, Leviticus 12, 5 through 8. And number 22, consecration of children to idols, Leviticus 20, verses 1 through 5. Now we go to 23, spiritualism, Leviticus 20, verse 6 and 27. 24, adultery, Leviticus 20, verse 10. 25, sodomy, homosexuality, Leviticus 20, 13. Relationship with a menstruous woman, Leviticus 20, verse 18. 27, whoredom, to Leviticus 21, 9, King James. 28, sacrilege, Leviticus 22, 3. 29, refusing to fast on the Day of Atonement, Leviticus 23, 29. Let's see, number 31, blasphemy, Leviticus 24, verses 11 through 16. And number 32, failure to keep the Passover, Numbers 9, 13. 23, presumptuous sins, Matthew 15, verses 30 to 31. 34, gathering firewood on the Sabbath, Numbers 15, 32 to 36. Failure to purify self before worship, Numbers 19, 13 and 20. Number 36, false prophecy, Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 5, KJV, leading men away from God, Deuteronomy 13, 6 through 18. 38, backsliding, Deuteronomy 17, 2 through 7. 39, stubbornness and rebellion, Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 to 21. 41, gluttony, Deuteronomy 21, 20 through 21. 41, drunkenness, Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 21. And 42, false dreams and visions, Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 18. The New Testament teaches the death penalty for certain crimes, Romans 13, 1 through 7, and many others. The first mentioning in the Old Testament of capital punishment was shortly after Noah and his family came out of the ark. Spiritual capital punishment is mentioned in Genesis 2 and verse 17. Under Noah, God established a probationary period of time known as human government. It's called to because laws and governmental codes were instituted to regulate mankind's way of life, the reason being mankind has just come out of a period in which his only guide was his conscience. Therefore, under the new space of time, God directed Noah and his descendants to live under a new set of rules and laws. To show that God meant business, the death penalty was murder was established. People read what the Bible says, and surely your blood, your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, my man shall his shed be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Genesis 9, verses 5 and 6. Therefore, capital punishment was a God-given law in the Old Testament because God declared that if any one man took another man's life, he was doing something which he had no right to do. And since he violated this fundamental principle of God by destroying something which he had no rightful authority to destroy, God demanded the life of the one responsible for the crime. You may search the Bible from beginning to end, but nowhere in Holy Writ will you find that God has voided or made inoperative that original decree relative to the death penalty still in force. In behalf of those who would abrogate capital punishment, may I say I agree that the condemned individual does suffer. He does have anguish of soul. In some cases, a condemned person has almost become insane before the death penalty was finally extracted. I've heard of condemned persons being carted in their execution in a chair because they're not physically able to walk those last five steps. As a boy, I remember hearing women crying aloud as the convicted kidnap slayer of the Lindbergh baby was executed. When Barbara Graham of California was executed, people wept openly because the taking of a human life, whether it be by jurisprudence or murder, is not pleasant. Plato, the Greek philosopher, said, it is expedient that a wicked man be punished as that a sick man may be cured by the physician, for all chastisement is kind of medicine. On the other hand, when a person is murdered, raped, or sinned against authority, or against heinously, he likewise suffers and his anguish of soul. Practically every issue of our daily newspaper brings an account of someone who has been murdered. if as a minister you had ever been called upon to officiate at the funeral of someone whose life was taken unjustly and you had seen the loved ones gathered around the open grave, quietly sobbing, others similar sedatives with a nurse in attendance, you realize that those on the other side of the situation also endure anguish and suffering. In his great plan for man, when God placed physical life in the human body, he did not intend for the person to come along and maliciously destroy that life. That's the reason God established capital punishment as a universal law to continue throughout man's habitation on this planet as we know it today. The human family grew in numbers, and man's social responsibilities became increasingly more complex. In order to operate an organized society, mankind was forced to place other sins under the punishment of the death penalty. It's true today we did not live in the same kind of physical environment that man lived in 400 to 500 years ago. Our motive of life has changed. We are a sophisticated group of individuals. Enjoying the scientific miracles of the 20th century, but underneath the delusive veneer of our arrogant personalities, we are still the same self-centered, irresponsible individuals that man was when Noah came out of the ark. We pride ourselves to the fact that we were born with bad tempers. We want it to be known that we are not going to be pushed around. Mess with me and I'll knock your block off. Too long, the courts of the land have pampered those who flagrantly destroy human life by taking a soft core approach to crime. If a person doesn't like the decision of a court, he makes that case to another one. After half the witnesses have disappeared and public opinion has changed, is a file turned loose in this sinful way. No greater student of God's word ever lived than the Apostle Paul. Everything about him was far above the expectations of present-day mankind. He was a closed vessel of God, possessing the spiritual gifts as laid down in the New Testament, which are at the same time he has as a Roman citizen. He was instrumental in writing much of the New Testament, and regarding capital punishment, the experienced apostle tells us, Scripture, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power of God, the powers that we obtain ordained of God, whosoever therefore resisteth the power returneth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and that shall have praise of the same. For he, the ruler, is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon men that do us evil. Romans 13:1-4. Continued in this important portion of Scripture are 10 responsibilities that every law-abiding citizen should be committed to. Number one, be subject to civil government. Two, be afraid to disappear civil rulers. Do good. Pay taxes, render dues to all men, honor civil rulers, pray for such rulers, obey civil laws. Number nine, do not curse cities, and 10, work for peace among his fellow men. First verse of the supreme, the higher powers, referred to as the supreme powers, or the grace of power of God, the wider powers have permitted the present world situation to advance this age. If God so desired, he could change any particular situation he liked. Okay. And because of sin, God had permitted evil rulers to come on the world scene, and they brought certain laws into being which frustrate much of mankind. Therefore, the laws in effect, which seem to be contrary to the all-over purpose of God, should not discourage the Christian man or woman who's obeying him, because the Bible gives this explanation. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the world wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Proverbs 29:2. In view of what we read, the book of Proverbs about days at which the same time we find it, culmination of the Apostle Paul, is to obey the law, and it will do obey the law. The person who does not obey, that obeys the law, must suffer the consequences. That's why Paul says, a governmental official is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Capital punishment is necessary for the protection of modern mankind, and we must a part in taking it off the statute books of any given state, country, or nation to direct a preposition to God's word, and will be an instrument in adding untold mysteries upon the people of this generation. My dear listener, this is the Bible picture of capital punishment for physical man. Of course, it's sad to read of an individual walking up several steps, standing on a trap door with a noose around his neck and a black hood over his head and being suddenly changed into eternity. Sad to realize of a person being led into a little room, trapped to a chair in an unexpected moment, having thousands of volts of electricity sent surging through his body, dashing him into eternity. He's sad when a person gets into a room to sit on a chair at a while he's securely fashioned to that chair. Little pellets are dropped into an acid solution, producing deadly fumes, which when inhaled quickly snuff out the physical life of the individual. This is all very heartrending. But because of sin, God decreed such a penalty in order that the fear of God and evil authority might be put into the heart of sinful man as a warning to him that he should not take another person's life. That's capital punishment for physical sin. Allow me to tell you about that important kind of capital punishment that is far greater and carries calamitous consequences in eternal nature. It's a spiritual capital punishment. In the beautiful Garden of Eden, a man and his wife once lived. Their place of habitation far exceeded in the wild flights of their imaginations anything they could have planned for themselves. In that particular garden, the scripture says there grew an unusual river and or unusual tree. It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The man and his wife were instructed to partake of everything in the garden because all of it had been prepared for them. But of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they shall be told they should not eat. Please note, my dear listener, long before capital punishment was physical man was inaugurated, God established spiritual capital punishment. God and said to Mr. and Mrs. Adam, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, spiritually. Genesis 2, verse 17. The scripture teaches that Adam died spiritually in the 24-hour days, and he lived or died physically in the same 1,000-year day. When the husband of the first domiciliary are of the forbidden fruits, he sinned and died spiritually that every pace the same day. He committed spiritual murder upon the entire human family. The penalty was spiritual death, which was separation from God, as the Holy Word of God declares plainly, that unto us there's one act of disobedience on the part of the first man caused God to propose the penalty of spiritual death upon all mankind. Scripture, wherefore, as one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, all have sinned. Romans 5:12, KJV. The result of Adam's transgression has placed the human race under the ominous shadow of spiritual death. These 1,000 years later, David, the psalmist, realized this when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," Psalm 23, verse 4. Physical death is separation of the inner man from the outer man. That is, the soul and spirit being removed from the physical body. Physical death is separation from God because of Adam's transgression. Person who is alive physically can be dead spiritually and not know it. Oh, the tragedy of such unhappy conscience. But thanks be to God, through capital punishment in the realm of the spiritual has passed upon all mankind. Through the atoning sacrifice, the death of Christ on the cross, he was able to mollify spiritual capital punishment, as the Bible plainly declares. For if and when any one man's this offense, death, reigned by one, makes more than they that receive abundance of grace and all the gifts of righteousness shall reign in life one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemn, even by, so by this righteousness of one, Jesus Christ, the peace and the free gift, you know, upon all men who justification of life. For as by one man's Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners, but by the obedience of one, Jesus Christ shall make may to be made righteous. Romans 5, verses 17 through 19. Okay, therefore, my dear listener, capital punishment for physical man is of God. God decreed it and he established it, and man dare not tamper with God's administrative jurisprudence. The thing we need to be fighting today can cause a need to be upholding loud and clear through our mediums of communication that capital punishment in the realm of the spiritual, upon the human race, and only through Jesus Christ can the penalty of spiritual death be voided or mollified. Jesus' guide for sinners. All men face spiritual capital punishment unless they turn to Jesus Christ, God's final and complete remedy for the penalty imposed because of Adam's sin. The person ignores the remedy for spiritual capital punishment. He has another death staring him in the face, and it's an eternal one, which means that eternal separation from God in the lake of fire is to continue throughout the countless ages of God's eternities. But if he accepts God's remedy for sin, second or eternal death will hold no terror for him. Regarding the second death, the scripture says, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2:11, KJV. After reading the other book, blessed are they in the he that hath part in the first resurrection. So such the second death hath no power. Revelation 20 and verse 6. And again, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Romans 20 verse 14. The last mentioned in the scriptures relative to the final and second death, which is a direct consequences of spiritual capital punishment, says, thou shalt have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8, KJV. Please bear in mind that the resurrection of man from spiritual capital punishment or second death, so spiritual death, which is separation from God through on us by the sin of Adam, takes place when a person is saved from the trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10, when he is born again, John 3, 1, when he made a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 9, yeah, KJV. Okay, there we go. Okay, I got to put this back here. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18, and when he's fully reconciled to God through Christ, Ephesians 2, 12 through 16, Colossians 1, 20, through 22, Colossians 2, 6 through 13, and 2 Corinthians 5, 14 to 21. Therefore, my friend, let's be sensible about capital punishment in the realm of the physical, according to Genesis 9, 6. It is necessary as a deterrent to crime. In the realm of the spiritual, according to Genesis 2:17, capital punishment was imposed upon the human race through the disobedience of Adam. But thank God, the chief justice of the great court of heaven, through his personal atoning sacrificial death, has nullified and voided that penalty for all who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. That's why the scripture plainly declares unto us, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5 and verse 12. Next lesson will be Jacob's trouble.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. And so who do we got with us, Ruth?
Well, we have God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, Brother Jim, and me.
All right. So with that, Emily, do you have any questions or comments? Hopefully she's got her coffee.
Well, her mic is on.
Nope.
All righty. So.
I like a comment, honey. I think that was the hardest lesson I ever did because there was an awful lot of scripture, and I didn't really have time to look them up. So I think I'm going to look them up tonight and educate myself after watching and reading that again.
All right. So, but anyways, with that and nobody actually having any questions, and what I like about the whole thing, I'm going to just make this comment, is that it talks about the capital punishment, which God did lay down as a deterrent to crime. But I like what you did, is you brought in the spiritual capital punishment, where man, when he sinned in the garden, God had to make an atonement for that. Otherwise, we'd be all consigned to the capital punishment of death in hell. Amen.
Praise God, Jesus died for us, and we accept him now, and that's wonderful to go in the rapture. Amen.
All right. So with that, Ruth, we're going to let you close us in prayer, and then we'll be out of here tonight, and want to welcome everybody to tomorrow night, the Jumbo Braille program with Brother Quick will be with us for his message, and we hope everybody will enjoy that at 9 p.m., Jumbo Braille program here only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And then, of course, Friday, we have another continuation of our series of David as we study out his life on 9 p.m., the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show, the open programming on Saturday, and then, of course, on Sunday, the Sunday Gospel show, 1 p.m., Monday, Motivational Monday at 9 p.m., Tuesday, of course, the Word of the King at 8 p.m., and then back with us again next Wednesday for the Wednesday Bible study and the Gospel Bus here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, Ruth, give us a closing prayer, and we're out of here tonight.
Well, Lord, we say happy birthday to you. It's been more than 2,000 years you've been alive, sweetie. And we're just glad to have you always, and we're just glad to go up in the rapture with you soon, because really, Lord, I believe it could be any second with the way the world's getting. Sweetheart, I just can't wait to see your precious face. We love you so much.
Amen. Amen. And want to say God bless, good night, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Good night, everyone.